She led the way back up the street, and Reynar waved them into the courtyard with the Unu. Basically a walk-in fountain, the circle of rest consisted of four egg-shaped monoliths arrayed in a semicircle, the open side facing the garden hall. "Perhaps I should begin by explaining why Han and I are here," Leia said. She looked from Reynar to his entourage. "If that's agreeable to you and Unu." The insects clacked their approval, and Reynar said,
"We approve."
Leia's smile was polite, but forced. "As you may know, after Han and I discovered these worlds inside the Utugetu Nebula, our first intention was to give them to refugees who are still looking for new homeworlds after the war with the Yuuzhan Vong."
"We have heard this."
"Instead, Chief of State Omas encouraged us to give them to the colony to avoid a war between you and the Chiss," Leia continued. "In return, he promised to secure a new homeworld for one of the refugee species we had hoped to settle here, the Ithorians."
"We fail to see what that has to do with us."
"The arrangement has become common knowledge in the Galactic Alliance," Leia explained. "And people are blaming us and the Ithorians for the trouble your nests in the Utugetu Nebula are causing." Reynar's eyes snapped back toward Leia.
"What trouble?"
"Don't play dumb with us,"
Han said, unable to restrain his anger any longer.
"Those pirates you're harboring are raiding Alliance ships, and that black Membrosia you're running is eating the souls of whole species of Alliance insect citizens."
Reynar lowered his fused brow.
"The colony kills pirates, not harbors them. And you must be aware, Captain Solo, that Membrosia is gold, not black. You certainly drank enough on Dwylo to be certain of that."
"The Dark Nest's Membrosia was dark," Luke pointed out. "And Alliance intelligence has captured dozens of pirates who confirm that their vessels are operating out of the Utugetu Nebula." An ominous rumble rose from the thoraxes of the Unu, and Reynar turned on Luke with blue eyes burning.
"Pirates lie, Master Skywalker. And you destroyed the Dark Nest on Kerr."
"Then why did you say is?"
Saba demanded.
"If it's still hunting Mara, then it hasn't been destroyed."
"Forgive our exaggeration."
Reynar turned his attention to Luke.
"You destroyed most of the nest on Kerr. What remains couldn't supply a starliner with black Membrosia, and certainly not whole worlds."
"Then where is it all coming from?" Leia asked.
"You tell us. The Galactic Alliance is filled with biochemists, clever enough to synthesize black Membrosia. We suggest you start with them."
"Synthetic Membrosia?"
Han echoed. He turned to Luke.
"Now that's something we hadn't thought of. Synthetic Membrosia. We'll have to check it out."
Sure. Luke's nod could have been a little more convincing. "As soon as we get back."
"Good."
Han turned back to Reynar.
"And since you're so sure that the Utugetu nests aren't doing anything wrong, you shouldn't have a problem sharing a log of your legitimate traffic with the Galactic Alliance. It would really help them out with the pirate problem."
Reynar's eyes grew bright and hot.
"We are telling the truth, Captain Solo. The real truth."
"The Jedi understand that," Mara said. "But the Galactic Alliance needs to be convinced." "And Chief Omas is willing to make it worth your while," Leia added. "Once he's convinced that the Utugetu nests aren't supporting these activities, he'll be willing to offer the colony a trade agreement. It would mean larger markets for your exports and lower costs for your imports."
"It would mean regulations and restrictions. The colony is not interested in Alliance regulations."